The following is another Class Kids Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Inbound underneath the own hoop. Runge's just going to toss it out to midcourt to Jeldon. They'll set their half court up. Lundeen dribbles to the high post, hands it off to Runge. He comes in, spins it over the rim. Finally, one went in as they drew contact, and Runge will go to the line.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Axtell as the Wildcats welcome in the Wilcox Hildreth Falcons. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And again, Earhart to throw it in. Gets it into Poole. Poole holds it on the right side of the key. Couple of dribbles, tries to get it inside. Does. There's a nice turnaround jumper off the glass and in by Jessica Harms. And the lead back out to 6 at 32-26.
Wilcox Hildreth is in the middle of their best basketball season in over a decade, while Axtell looks to defend their home court and improve their seed in the upcoming conference tournament. It's the Falcons and Wildcats coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Editor Doug Goodle live from Axtell right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone. Welcome back to Axtell. Doug Goodo along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for our Fort Kearney Conference boys matchup between the Wildcats and the Falcons of Wilcox Hildreth. Wilcox Hildreth putting together one of their best boys seasons in years at 11-2, while Axtell has put it together, winning 6 of the last 7, and they set at 10-4. A lot of sophomores on this team, and they have started to come together here since the first of the year. In our girls' game, it was a back-and-forth affair, and in the end, Axtell pulled away for a 51-42 win. Another girls' game tonight saw Kearney High defeat Lincoln East on ESPN 1460 by a score of 58-31. Also, Minden defeated the Holdridge girls tonight 63-48. End of one quarter in the boys' game, it's Lincoln East 18 and Kearney High 14. UNK women hold on tonight to beat South Dakota Mines 76-75. Mines had two free throws with 1 second left to tie the game and not able to get the job done in the basketball game here. And it's 76-75 Lopers, the men, currently underway. And we'll give you a score update on that momentarily. We'll be back with the starting lineup of our ball game after this timeout.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Now let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Kearney. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, where they can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the visiting Falcons of Wilcox Hildreth, number 4 is a 5'8 junior, Ivan Demidog. Number 5, a 6'1 sophomore, Matt Heinrichs. Number 14, a 5'9 senior, Ty Bennett. Number 24, 6'3 sophomore Tristan Farley. And number 41, 6'2 senior Shane Farley. Head coach is Brent Heinrichs, assisted by Blake Farrenbrook and Brett Penny. 11-2 for Wilcox Hildreth. For Axtell, number 5 is a 5'5 sophomore, Colby Becker. Number 20, 6'2 sophomore, Adam Lundeen. Number 21, 5'10 sophomore, Cody Nickel. Number 23, a 6'4 junior, Marcus Kring. And number 30, a 5'10 senior, Brant Runge. The head coach is Andy Klepper, assisted by Eric Hebronic and Colby Iman. They're 10-4 on the season. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Kearney will tip it off next.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud to have lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring, being involved in the community, and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your New Tech Seed dealer, or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. We're ready to go. The ball's in the air. The opening tap is scrambled for, and it is going to be grabbed by the hometown Axtell Wildcats. As we get it over on the left wing, and a quick jumper is on the way because it was open for Cody Nickel, but it's no good. The rebound brought down by Matthew Heinrichs. And here comes Will Coxhild with the meat dog. Runs the point. Swings it over to Heinrichs. Looks like a man-to-man defense here for the Wildcats to start the ball game. Trapped on the baseline. Trying to get out of there with it is Farley. Shane gets it to Heinrichs up top to meat dog for the three-pointer. It's good. That's one of those. You've seen it before. He throws it up there, and it sticks on the heel. It should have missed, but it just stuck, and it deadened it, and then it just fell in. So the three-pointer is good for meat dog. And it's 3-0 in favor of Wilcox Eldrith. Axtell gets it down to Kring. Low block, wheels, steals, too strong. Rebound brought down by Farley. Shane gives it over to Demidog. He'll bring it to the right side of the key already. Some holding down here between Tristan Farley and Marcus Kring. And a three-pointer on the left wing is up and in by Heinrichs. So back-to-back threes here for the Falcons, and it is 6-0. Last night we saw plenty of threes, especially early on when we had the Amherst given game. Amherst hit 6 in the first quarter against the Buffaloes, 11 for the game. Right now Becker's open. He'll try a 3, almost banked it in. Rebound Kring, and he's fouled on the putback. So Marcus will go to the line and shoot 2 here. On the offensive rebound, the first foul of the basketball game will go against Wilcox Hildreth's Shane Farley. And 2 early threes has given the Falcons the lead. Free throw now for Marcus Kring. On the way, and it is no good. Again, earlier in the girls' game, victory for the Axtell Lady Cats, snapping a three-game losing streak. They're just underway for the UNK men. They're only 2.5 in, 5-2 Lopers, by the way. Second free throw, Kring, it won't go. And the rebound yanked down by Tristan Farley. Tristan's the younger of the two, but he's also the taller of the two. Demidog to Heinrichs, swing it over to the left side to Bennett's. Bennett's down to Farley. Shane on the low block, double team, back out Bennett's, 4-3. It's over and no good. Rebound brought down by Colby Becker. Becker pushes it up the floor, goes coast to coast, throws it up over his head and scores. Becker with the first points of the game for Axtell, and it's 6-2. They'll put some pressure on, stolen away in the backcourt, and out of bounds it went. It'll be Axtell basketball after they switched the hand signal there. Forcing the turnover is Cody Nickel, knocking it off the foot there of Demidog. Inbounds pass comes left corner to Kring, trying to set up Runge for a 3. They're able to fight off the screen. Brant dribbles it out to the wing, into Kring, goes backside, looking for some room is Nickel. Kicks it back out to Lundeen. Lundeen, turnaround jumper, right baseline, no good. Rebound brought down by Bennett's. Bennett's will give it off to Demidog. And Ivan will bring it into the front court. Off the screen, he'll give it left wing to Heinrichs. Back up top, Bennett's dribbles in. Turnaround jumper from the free throw line, short. Rebound grabbed by Runge. Runge with the outlet pass. Becker tries to thread the needle. Somehow it got into the hands of Adam Lundeen, and he's fouled as he takes it to the hoop. It was a perfect angle from us right here, and I don't know how that made it through two groups of hands, but it did. And 2 free throws coming up for Adam Lundeen, one of the 3 sophomore starters. The foul was on Heinrichs, his first, and the free throw is good. into the ball game now. Three new sets of faces for Axtell. Jacob Jeldon, August Fischel, and Sturgis Hansen. Jeldon, another one of those young men that was injured way back, missed the whole football season and the first half of the basketball season, so they just continue to bring him off the bench in the rotation. Second free throw, good for Lundeen. So the first 6 points for Wilcox-Hildreth, the next four for Axtell, and then Wilcox-Hildreth against the full court pressure drops it off their leg and out of bounds. Second turnover here for the Falcons, and Axtell will dump it into the backcourt. Brent Runge against the man-to-man pressure here of Ty Bennett. Brings it over on the right side. Keeps it out away from the three-point arc to Hansen. To Fischel. Back out top. Hansen is staying out of the lane. Gets it down low. Runge gets the double team. Ball fake. Didn't take the shot. And on the pass, it goes out of bounds. Tried to throw it from the right side of the lane to the low block left. And it just rolled along the ground the whole way for Axtell's first turnover. 6-4 just underway here. Wilcox-Hildreth with the lead on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and another turnover here for Wilcox-Hildreth. And a little frustration there from Coach Heinrichs. As we said, just the two losses this year for Wilcox-Hildreth. They lost to Elm Creek, and then they're 1-1 against Kennesaw. They have yet to play Overton, and those are the top three teams in the conference. For Axtell, they've won six of their last seven. The only loss was last week in a game we saw with Elm Creek here. They've also lost to Overton, Bertrand, and Arcadia Loop City in the holiday tournament. On the right elbow with it is Sturgis Hansen. Out of the wing, Fischel. Dribbles in a couple of times and kicks it back out to Runge. Into Hansen. The big fellow's double teamed. He turns. He lost it, but it bounced right to Fischel. He'll take the 10-footer. No good. And to B-Dog will get the backside rebound. Push it up the floor. He's very quick. Then dishes it off to Farley. And he didn't have the shot, so he'll kick it back out. Back down to Farley. One-on-one on the block. He muscles his way in. And his shot blocked by Hansen. Out of bounds. Axtell fans wanted a walk, did not get it. And back in Kring and Becker. So Coach Klepper going here with about an 8-man rotation, trying to keep everybody fresh, and we're not even midway through the first quarter. Heinrichs to take it out on his baseline here for Wilcox-Hildreth. It's the back corner. Bennett's is open for the three, and it's no good. Sturgis Hansen will grab the rebound. So the Falcons made their first two, missed their next two, and at the other end, the ball goes off. But turnover Axtell, picked up by Bennett's, 2-on-2. He'll scoop it. He'll miss it. The rebound brought down by Jeldon, and he's fouled. Bennett's a little discouraged that he missed the layup, and then he reached out and committed the personal foul. That'll be the first foul on Ty Bennett's, the third foul on Wilcox-Hildreth, and Coach Brent Heinrichs wants to call timeout. They hit two threes on their first two possessions, but they've been quiet since then. With 4:01 to go in the first quarter of play, it's Wilcox-Hildreth 6, Axtell 4. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance.
You know how little towns are always famous for that one place that always has the best food and the friendliest people? You walk in and it's like walking into the place that you've hung out all your life. And you know the only thing you want to do is order a big, juicy steak. Clint's Tavern in Hildreth is that exact place. And guess what? The best steak and prime rib served on Saturday nights with the freshest homemade salad bar for miles around. So welcome home. Welcome to Clint's Tavern in Hildreth. Good luck, Falcons. From everybody at Clint's Tavern.
Another score update for you. The Gibbon boys are red hot again tonight after scoring 75 last night. Gibbon leads Centura 29-11 after one. A whole lot more when our halftime rolls around, but we're only midway through the first quarter. And on the dribble, Colby Becker. They open the lane for him. He drives. People go to the ground. The ball's out of bounds. They're going to give it to Axtell. Tristan Farley hit the ground hard. And Becker went down with him. They'll end up giving it back to the Wildcats. Into the corner to Fischel. One dribble around the defender. Puts the jumper up from 10. No good. The ball tipped out of bounds. Again off the Falcons. And a third chance here for Axtell. Throwing it in is Jeldon. Goes to the right elbow. That is Kring. Doesn't go anywhere. Kicks it to Becker. Right corner three is no good. And the rebound grabbed by Tristan Farley. Up the floor comes Demi Dog. Gets around one, two, then tries to make the pass. It's off his leg and out of bounds. That's the thing with Ivan. He's so quick, sometimes he gets ahead of everybody, and then when he goes to pass it, he doesn't have anybody there. And that one bounced off his leg and out of bounds. Fourth turnover for the Falcons. He's very, very quick. Up the floor with it is Colby Becker. Top of the circle to Kring. Marcus. Everybody on the left side, so he'll dribble to the right. Back to Fischel up top. Off the ball screen. Doesn't do anything off the ball screen. And then the ball knocked away by Shane Farley. Picked back up there by Becker. And overthrows Sturgis Hansen into the crowd. Turnover Axtell. Both teams real sloppy here the last couple possessions. And coaches are starting to go to the bench. Checking in for Wilcox. Hildreth will be Marshall Jeldon. And also coming into the game will be Dalton Penny. Staying on the floor will be the Farley brothers and Demet Ogg. 6'4", Wilcox Hildreth, 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Ball given off to Dalton Penny on the right wing. Down low, they get it to Farley. He's got some room, backs up, draws the foul, and two free throws. Farley got too deep. He was behind the glass and had to lean backwards. And Kring was a little disappointed that he got called for the foul. And for Marcus, that'll be his first. It's the first foul on Axtell in the ball game. Tristan Farley to shoot two free throws. The first one is good. Makes it 7-4. Now Becker out. And Lundeen back in for Axtell. Second free throw now coming up. And Tristan Farley has that one rattled in and out. No good. And the ball is tipped into the hands of Jacob Jeldon. Jeldon will push the ball up the court. Come across the timeline. Demet Ogg reaches around. Knocks it loose. Now we've got a free-for-all. And there's a tackle and a foul. Yeah. Demet Ogg will get the steal and a foul on Jacob Jeldon. And the officials are right on top of that one. That'll be the first foul on him. A couple other scores tonight. FKC girls, Elm Creek beat Pleasanton by a score of 54-40. St. Cecilia beat Aquinas 43-16. Kennesaw beat Franklin 33-29. Ravenna over Arcadia Loup City 46-20. The Seward girls beat Aurora 41-35. Kearney girls 58-31 over Lincoln East. Minden a 63-48 win over Holdridge. And Demet Ogg has the ball.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
Apologize for being popped off there, but you missed nothing. Wilcox Holder's been passing it around the whole time here, and now Farley trying to make some room, kicks it back out top to Demet Ogg. Minute 35 to go here. Great defense by the Wildcats. Farley really in a battle down low with Cody Nickel. Demet Ogg says, let's clear things out. Wilcox Hildreth, they can struggle offensively, and Demet Ogg finally takes the 15-footer. No good. Rebound brought down by Dalton Penny, and all over him is Sturgis Hansen. I mean, Sturgis is way bigger than Penny, and he just reaches over him and commits the foul. His first, team second. Falcon ball underneath their own hoop. Marshall Jeldon to throw it in. They're up 7-4. And the ball kicked. Falcons want to get the ball in the paint. It's not there, and they're trying so hard to get it there. They're not looking anywhere else right now. So Farley comes out in the corner to take the inbounds pass. Tristan dribbling around. Hansen brings him all the way out to the three-point line. Farley thinking about driving on him. Now does to the baseline. And push going to be called. Yeah, if you're Hansen, you got to see if Farley will shoot the three-pointer. No need to guard him 25 feet away from the hoop because that's going to happen every time. And Hansen gets his second straight foul. So he'll come out. And Wilcox will throw it in again. Looking is Jeldon. Dumps it here into the near corner. for Shane Farley. His pass to Demi Dog almost got away. Ivan gets it back. Kicks it back out between the circles. We've had 3 minutes of virtually nothing. In fact, we basically had about 5 minutes of virtually nothing. It's 7-4. 1 point during that time. A free throw by Wilcox Hildreth. Now they get it down to Farley. He dribbles out of room, kicks it back out for a three. Jeldon, it's too strong. The ball ricochets into the hands of Lundeen. 35 seconds to go. I think Wilcox Hildreth had that possession nearly 2 minutes and didn't score. Now Kring in the paint. Up and under and scores. Marcus Kring breaks that long drought. 7-6 in favor of Wilcox Hildreth. 20 seconds to go here in the quarter. A little pressure in the backcourt. Demi Dog draws the double team, then dishes it off to Penny, who gives it underneath to Farley, who falls down. Then we dive on the floor, kick it back out to Jeldon for the three. In and out, off the glass, won't go, jump ball. With 5 seconds to go. And the arrow points the way of Axtell as Marcus Kring and Dalton Penny were tied up. So time for the Wildcats to get a shot here, 5 seconds to go. They'll dump it into Runge in the backcourt. Midcourt with 3-2. His long three-pointer is no good. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Wilcox held with 7, Axtell 6. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Basketball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes. Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They are now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
Seth Johnson is your channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
And we're back to action here to start the second quarter. And you have missed nothing in the first 30 seconds except a couple of fouls have been called. And one of those was on Cody Nickel. And now you've got one on Wilcox Hildreth is Tristan Farley. Your score is 7-6 in favor of Wilcox Hildreth. We're just underway in the second quarter of play here on Classic Hits as Kring brings it into the front court to Fischel. His shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Marcus Kring. He puts it back up, no good. And the rebound kicked out to Dalton Penny. Pretty physical in the paint right now at both ends, and there has been a very big lack of scoring. Wilcox Hildreth doesn't have a two-point bucket yet. Now a chance to change that. Heinrichs puts it up, no good. And the rebound is grabbed by Marcus Kring. Kring brings the ball up to Fischel. Top of the key. Three-pointer, Runge. It's good. Brant Runge hits the three-point bucket. That's the first one for Axtell, and Axtell, after falling behind 6-0, they now have a 9-7 lead. On the right wing with it into the ball game is Dax Fouts for Wilcox Hildreth. Fouts gets it down the low block, kick it back out top. Here's a three-pointer. Heinrichs, it's off the heel, no good. And on the rebound, there's a foul. Kring undercutting Tristan Farley. And on Marcus Kring, that'll be his second personal foul. Farley grabs his third rebound. Wilcox Hildreth hit their first 2 3-pointers, and they have now missed 6 in a row. They have not hit a field goal in over 8 minutes. And they're still only down by 2, 9-7 in this offensively challenged ball game. Players checking in. We'll work at the scorers table to make sure they got the fouls on the right guys. Now Jacob Jeldon is going to check in. 9:07, 6:22 to go in the second quarter of play. And now we're ready to go. Wilcox Hildreth looking into the corner. They get it in. No three that time for Dalton Penny. Down low to Farley. He dishes it to Heinrichs, who puts it up. It sets on the rim. No good. Ball tipped out. Fight for it again. It goes all the way to midcourt. Lundeen grabs it and then waits for the rest of the Calvary to join him. Underneath, they go to Sturgis Hansen, and Hansen will draw the foul. So there's not much flow to the basketball game so far as we're here with you in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. The second foul on Tristan Farley. And 2 free throws coming up for Sturgis Hansen. Sturgis' first free throw is on the way, and it's good. Makes it 10-7 Axtell. Even checking in and out, they're slow. It's one of those games where you've seen it a few times. It's so frustrating right now that they can't score, that everybody's kind of confused. Who's in? Who's out? Where am I at? Second free throw now for Hansen on the way. It's good. Makes it 11-7 Axtell. And again, it was a 6-0 start here for Wilcox Hildreth, that they have not scored a field goal in 9-plus minutes. Into the corner, Farley got away from his defender. Bounce pass underneath to Heinrichs. He takes the short jumper. It's no good. Rebound, Shane Farley. Finally, back up and in. Farley gets a bucket here to cut it to 2, 11-9. 5:40 to go in the second quarter of play. Rungy in the backcourt against the pressure, makes a long pass that's tipped and stolen away. First turnover by Axtell in the second quarter. 6th of the game, and on transition, Farley scores. And a timeout will be called here by Axtell. So with 5:27 to go in the first half of play, your score, 11-11. Axtell and Wilcox Hildreth. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. No games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. Just great service. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at crossroads-ford.com. And a three-pointer out of the timeout for Jacob Jeldon will break the 11-all tie, and it's 14-14, or 14-11. Here on Classic Hits. At the half, Gibbon boys lead Centura 42-25. And Wilcox Hildreth is going to answer with a three. Ty Bennett with his first bucket. 14-all. Jeldon up ahead to Hansen. Sturgis waits at midcourt. He's kind of dribbling slowly across the timeline. And Runge comes over and takes the basketball. On the right elbow, picked up there by Heinrichs. Goes back across the grain to Jeldon. Jeldon, stutter dribble, looks for the cutter. It goes between his teammates and out of bounds. Turnover number 7 for Axtell. Don't forget, at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll take a look at the first half stats. We'll recap the girls' game, which Axtell won 51-42. Coach Kelly Cooksley will join us at the half. Right now, we're all tied up at 14 in a low-scoring boys' game. Bennett's a long three. Got it. Back-to-back three by Ty Bennett. That's 4 threes in the game here, and Wilcox Hildreth takes the lead 17-14. That allows him to put a little backcourt pressure on, but Runge will bring it across the timeline. Stop at the top of the circle and give it to Jacob Gelb. Gelb off the ball screen, draws the double team, pick and roll. Driving in, Lundeen, he'll score. Nice pick and roll executed that time by Axtell, and Lundeen with his fourth point. Midway through the second quarter of play, maybe the offense starting to pick up. Down low, they'll get it to Shane Farley. Kicks it out. Bennett's for another three, but that one will miss. Couldn't make it three in a row, and the rebound brought down by Cody Nickel. Nickel to Gelb. Outlet pass to Lundeen. Well out on the left side. Guarded there in the man-to-man by Dalton Penny. To Sturgis Hanson on the high post. He decides to take it to the hoop. Turnaround jumper, one-hander off the heel, no good. And the rebound grabbed by Shane Farley, his third. The Meat Dog into the front court, gives it to Heinrichs on the block. Farley draws the double team, backs it on Hanson, kicks it out. Heinrichs has the three. It's going to be short. Long rebound. Jeldon able to save it. And then it's dropped off of a Falcon. He throws it off one of the Wildcats Hildreth players. And back over to Axtell. Down by one, 17-16. Here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Axtell, Hildreth. And the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Lundeen's got his man beat, brings it down the lane, throws it off the top of the glass, and it goes in. A chance at a three-point play here for Lundeen. He knew he was fouled, so he chucked it up, almost threw it over the backboard, but it fell through. And the foul called on Dalton Penny. That'll be his first. Two of two in the first quarter for Lundeen, and he's got a chance to make this a three-point play, as Axtell has regained the lead at 18-17. And Lundeen's free throw is good. 5 1/4, 7 in the game for Lundeen, and it's 19-17 Axtell. Wilcox Hildreth jumped out to a 6-0 lead. Axtell was then up 11-7, and we basically traded buckets back and forth since then. Always want to thank our athletic director, Brad Nelson, and the fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports here on Classic Hits. Again, Lincoln East and Kearney currently on ESPN 1460 and Northwest and Hastings on 1230 KHAS plus PlatteRiverPreps.com. Wilcox Hildreth trying to throw it into the backcourt. A lot of pressure. They do get it into Bennett's. He'll get it up ahead to Marshall Gelden, who had numbers, and then backs up to shoot the three. It is no good. And the rebound grabbed by Brant Runge. Gelden wanted to pass it, then realized nobody covered him, so he shot it. Wouldn't go that time. Runge puts a shoulder into Gelden at the other end. Shot no good. Fischel knocks the ball out of bounds to Wilcox Hildreth. So we had a little spurt there of scoring. But again, we're back into a dry spell. It was 7-6 at the end of one. 19-17 now, Axtell. With a two-point lead on their home court. Winners of six of their last seven, they're 10-4. Wilcox Hildreth is 11-2. Farley trying to work his way in against the double team. Out to Marshall Gelden for three, and that one's good. Marshall hits his first bucket of the ball game, and the Falcons regain the lead 20-19. 2:22 to go, first half. Into the front court will be Cody Nickel. He's been shut out so far. Up top, Runge. Takes it down the right side of the lane. He's got room. His finger roll, no good. Ball tipped out, and Fischel wins the battle to it. Wilcox Hildreth was trying to tip it to themselves and tipped it right to the Wildcats, and Runge tries a long three. It's no good. David Ogg had the rebound. He sprints to the other end and loses the basketball, and a foul called on Wilcox Hildreth after the turnover. That's the first turnover of the quarter on the Falcons. And our team fouls now get to number 7 for Wilcox Hildreth. It's the second on Dalton Penny. And at the line, Sturgis Hanson made a couple earlier this quarter. And again, we're getting into a situation where at almost every break, we get a sub, then the other team subs, and then another couple come in. So both teams trying to do a lot of matchups here in the first half. 1:53 to go before halftime. 20-19, Wilcox Hildreth, but Hanson has a 1-1 for Axtell, and the free throw is up, and good. We're tied at 20. And that is the first tie since 14-all, third tie of the ball game. Second free throw for Hanson, and that one's up and in. Perfect 4 of 4 at the line for Hanson. He'll now check out, and Marcus Crane back in. for Wilcox Hildreth. The five on the floor are the original five starters, both Tristan and Shane Farley, along with Matt Heinrichs, Demi Dog, and Ty Bennett. 21-20 your score. Falcons now down by one. Up top, Heinrichs. Guarded in the man-to-man here by Jacob Jeldon. Dribbles to the left wing, picks it up, and kicks it back out to Bennett. Guarded by Fischel. Out to Demet Ogg, and of course, Jeldon on him. Crossover, Demet Ogg into the paint. Wanted to make the pass, does to Shane Farley. Steps through the double team and scores. Demet Ogg, usually when he drives, is not looking to shoot. He's looking to dish, and Axtell knows that. They've hung him up a couple of times. 22-21, Wilcox Hildreth. And the lob inside, everybody saw it coming, and Farley picks off the pass. Eighth Axtell turnover. Too much telegraphing on that one for Axtell. Minute 10 to go here in the first half of play. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. Both coaches, Brett Heinrichs and Andy Klepper, pointing, going back and forth. The ball gets into the backcourt, and it's going to go out of bounds. And the officials are going to discuss whose it is. And they're going to give the ball to Axtell. Of course, as most people know, Brett Heinrichs was the longtime boys basketball coach here at Axtell. Got to the state tournament, had some epic games when they had to play up into C2. And then went over to Wilcox Hildreth. Todd coached his daughter on the girls' team. And then he and Coach Maracek switched spots from boys to girls and back. Now he's got these Wilcox Hildreth boys at 11-2. Demet Ogg, reverse layup on a baseline to put in. 5 points for Ivan, and it's 24-21. A great athletic play by Demi Dog, and Wilcox Hildreth has the lead 30 seconds before halftime. Runge has his pocket picked by Demi Dog. He's up the far side, and he'll score. Back-to-back buckets make it 26-21. And a nice little run here for Wilcox Hildreth with 20 seconds to go before halftime. In the front court, Lundeen, left wing, 15. To the baseline, pulls up, 10-footer, got it. Still time on the clock here, 26-23, 8 seconds. Bennett's midcourt with 7. Bennett's right wing, and a carry going to be called on Bennett. He was doing that little stutter, trying to decide whether to cut or explode. And the 7th turnover on the Falcons. 5 seconds to go, and Wilcox Hildreth will take it in front of their own bench in the backcourt. And Fischel will throw it into Runge. Runge tries the right side on the wing. They get it to Becker. His 3 at the horn is over everything, and we are at halftime. With your score, Wilcox Hildreth 26 and Axtell 23. Coming up, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. Stay with us here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
And welcome back, everyone, to high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's time now for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Halftime of the boys' game, 11-2, Wilcox Hildreth. Leads 10-4, Axtell 26-23. Got a nice little 6-point run there in the final minute to take that lead. Earlier tonight, it was the Axtell girls snapping a 3-game losing streak and handing Wilcox Hildreth only their second loss of the year, 51-42, behind the 24 points and 8 rebounds of Laura Lundeen. And we're joined now by the head coach, Kelly Cooksley. And, Coach, congratulations on the win here at home tonight, because there's only one more home game left to go.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, we stress the importance of this game because, you know, not because it was a, you know, kind of a rival, but we were on the ropes there for the last three games, and you know, I was just proud of the kids, the way they found a way to win, and you know, it, much needed, much deserved. They played hard tonight.
Obviously, the story right now for your ball club, we've been talking about waiting for your team to be healthy and at full strength for the first time this year. You were, and that's with Hannah Kring and Catherine Sorensen both back in the lineup. But you didn't start them, and neither one of them had exceptional numbers here tonight. But I think sometimes just the presence on the bench or on the floor can change the attitude of a team. And I'm not saying bad attitude, but it just changes maybe your psyche, not your attitude, your psyche.
Yeah, and I knew that they were going to be a little rusty. You know, Catherine's actually had a couple good games, so she's coming along pretty good. And I knew Hannah was going to be a little bit rusty, but, you know, she gives us a presence inside that, you know, we've been missing, you know, as far as rebounding and, you know, altering some shots and stuff. And, she didn't really score a whole lot tonight, but like you said, her presence in the painted area was good. So,
talking with Coach Kelly Cooksley here on the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. When you did struggle, it was not being able to score, and we continue to see that. I guess it doesn't really matter who's on the floor for you right now.
Yeah.
What doesn't work when you're struggling besides the ball not going in the hoop? Because it wasn't like you turned it over a lot tonight.
No, and we usually don't. I mean, we have some pretty good guards. You know, it's usually when we have some young kids out there, and that's to be expected. And usually when we struggle scoring, we struggle rebounding too, and they're kind of correlated together. I don't know how, but they are. And that was one thing that we really wanted to get better at, you know, as the season goes on here, is rebounding the basketball. And I think we will. It's just going to take a little bit of time for the girls to gel, you know.
Yeah, Wilcox Hildreth does out rebound you here tonight. It was a pretty close ball game as far as statistics go, but you guys were able to do what you needed to do down the stretch and kind of finish in the fourth quarter. You guys found yourselves down and made a nice end of the third quarter, which I thought was key, getting a couple of buckets.
That you know, the rebound at the end of the quarter, and then that foul where we got free throws at the end of there. There's a 4-point, you know, right at the end of the the quarters there. You know, those 4 points are big, you know, going into a tight ball game. So, you know, we found a way to make some plays there, and you know, I was happy the way we stepped. A lot of kids stepped up tonight. So.
You've got to Loomis and Eustace Farnham, and then into the conference tournament where you might see Loomis and Eustace Farnham again. Talk about this stretch and how important it is for you to get out of that quarterfinal in the FKC tournament. I know that that's kind of what everybody's looking at right now.
Yep. You know, it's going to be tough. You know, we could possibly have a lot of games and not a lot of time. But I think the best thing for this team is actually more games, you know, to continue to gel and stuff like that. So, you know, each team poses their own challenges. You know, I know Eustace has some very good twins, the Johnson sisters. But, you know, our girls look forward to it. The only thing I think they don't look forward to is that hour and 15-minute bus ride. So.
Well, Kelly, we'll hope to see you at the FKC tournament. Congratulations on the win tonight.
All right, thanks, sir.
That is Kelly Cooksley, head coach of the Axtell Lady Cats. They win it tonight 51-42. Leading the way for Wilcox Hildreth tonight was Rachel Earhart. 13 points in the ball game. 9 points, 10 rebounds for Riley Jenkins. 8 points, 10 rebounds for Jessica Harms. And again, Laura Lundeen led Axtell with 24 points and 8 rebounds. It is 26-23 halftime here in favor of the Wilcox Hildreth boys. We'll look at the numbers after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes. Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Hey, son, we paid your first and last month's rent on your new apartment.
That is so awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we got you this.
A shelter renter's policy?
Helps cover your stuff if the place catches fire.
You know, or is broken into.
Helps cover your computer, TV.
Your fancy schmancy bicycle.
So they'll help me replace stuff.
That's the idea.
Have fun, son.
I thought he'd never leave.
Whew, that makes two of us.
Ask shelter agent Joe Methy about shelter's competitive renter's insurance rates.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. I mean, cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
In the market for late model pre-owned car, SUV, or pickup? Come to Crossroads Ford in Kearney. They have all kinds of 2011, 2012, and 2013s in stock. Many brands to choose from. All have multi-point inspection and are priced to sell fast. Here's just a few. A new body 2013 Ford Fusion SE four-doors with low miles. 2012 Ford Focus SE or SEL. 11 Kia Soul with under 25,000 miles. 13 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive under 20,000 miles. 2011 Chevy Avalanche 4x4. 2012 Volkswagen Passat SE four-door. They will deal. They want trade-in. Stop and see them today. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm or business. Contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We go to the third quarter of play, and it will be Axtell with the basketball, trailing it 26-23. They get it inside to Nickel. He squares up. The ball goes out of bounds, and it's last touched by Axtell. We'll try and give you some halftime numbers. That's the 10th turnover. Wilcox Hildreth had 7. 13 rebounds in the first half for Wilcox Hildreth. 17 for Axtell. Wilcox Hildreth will bring the ball into the front court here with Demidog. Looks like the original starters in there. Demidog, Heinrichs, Bennett's, both the Farleys. Leading it by 3 off of a zone here. Now they're going to switch back into a man-to-man off that screen. Back down low to Farley. Shane turns around in the paint and scores. Shane Farley with his 8th point of the basketball game. And that makes it 28-23. 7 points in the first quarter, then 19 in the second for Wilcox Hildreth. Here's a three-point bucket on the way. No good by Lundeen. Rebound to Meadog. Coast to coast. And a blocking foul called on Axtell. And that's going to be on Adam Lundeen. His first 3-point shooting in that first half of play. Wilcox Hildreth did hit 5 out of 14. And 2 out of 6 for Axtell. Axtell is 7-9 at the free throw line as Wilcox Hildreth shots no good. Lundeen gets the rebound. Lundeen coast to coast. Floater good. Lundeen did a great job to avoid the contact and the almost sure charge. As Demet Ong has it knocked away in the front court, picks it back out to Heinrichs underneath Farley. He's got his man posted and scores. Shane Farley has really come alive here over about the last 4 minutes of game time, and he now has a team-high 10 points, and it's 30-25, Wilcox Hildreth. Front court for Axtell, working against the Wilcox Hildreth man-to-man. Runge, top of the circle, takes the three-pointer. It's no good. Ball slapped into the hands of Lundeen, and Lundeen will score. Adam Lundeen with 13 points to lead the way for Axtell, 30-27. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter of play. Kearney High currently playing on ESPN 1460. We'll get you a boys update on that in just a moment. As Heinrichs gives it up top to Demet Ong. Bennett, who hit a couple of threes, goes back over to Heinrichs. On the low block, Farley forces his way into the double team and a foul called. Two free throws coming up for Tristan. He had just 1 point in the first half of play. So currently Shane Farley with 10, Bennett's with 6, 3 for Heinrichs and Jeldon, 7 for Demet Ong. That's the second foul on Cody Nickel. Second foul of the half on Axtell. Free throw short by Farley. And Sturgis Hansen checks in. For Axtell, Lundeen has 13 and then 4 for Sturgis Hansen. Second free throw down for Tristan Farley, and that one is good. So Farley 2 of 4 at the line for his 2 points, and it's 31-27. Wilcox Hildreth, 5:40 to go, third quarter, as Axtell brings it to Brant Runge. On the right side, it is Lundeen, guarded by Heinrichs, and a foul called on Matt reaching in. That'll be the second foul on Heinrichs, first foul of the half here on Wilcox Hildreth. Again, tomorrow it's the Lou Platte Conference Wrestling Championship starting at about 2:30 here on Classic Hits. Runge off of the inbound, shoots a three. It's no good. Long rebound run down by Lundeen. Tries to go to the post, and he does to Kring, but he's covered. Quickly reverse it over to Hansen. Sturgis, one dribble. Back up top, Kring. Free throw line, jumper, no good. Ball being tipped. Lundeen wins the battle, and then he's fouled. Lundeen will go to the line and shoot two. As he was sandwiched in there, pretty good block on that shot, but there was just way too much contact, and the foul's on Shane Farley, and that is his second. And at the line, Adam Lundeen. Try and add to his team-high 13, and he does. There's his 14th point. He's got all 5 points here in the quarter for Axtell. And a second free throw on the way. Takes a couple extra dribbles on the way, and it is good. He's a perfect 6 of 6 at the line. 31-29, Wilcox Hildreth has your lead with 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. On the left elbow, Farley tries to bounce pass to the back cutter, Heinrichs. He lost the handle, stolen away, and then trying to get up the floor, Lundeen. It took a bad dribble, and he travels, and the teams exchange turnovers. So right back into the hands here of Wilcox Hildreth, holding on to that 2-point lead. Carmelo Anthony had a decent night tonight. 62 points for the Knicks as they bomb Charlotte 125-96. We'll get you some other high school and college scores in a minute as Demet Ogg gets it down to Farley. He's trapped in the block and lost the basketball. Up the floor, thrown away again by Axtell, going too quickly. Bennett's will make the interception. And he'll slow it down into the front court here for the Falcons. 31-29. Wilcox Hildreth by 2. Farley double team back out. Bennett's. Ty can't get the 3 away. Over to Heinrichs. Playing a little triangle on the left side. Farley's just going to force the issue, and Hansen blocks his shot out of bounds. That's the way you defend down there, Sturgis Hansen. Nice play. So it'll be Wilcox Hildreth underneath their own hoop. They always look to the far side, and that's not there, so they come back to the near side to Shane Farley. Up top to Penny. Now Bennett's for 3. In and out, no good. Rebound brought down offensively by Heinrichs. His bounce pass into the paint is deflected away. and a lot of inbounds plays so far in this game for Wilcox Hildreth. They get another one here into the right-hand corner to Meade Ogg. Nowhere to go. Has to kick it out to Bennett. Off the screen, a three for Bennett, and that one slides out. And the rebound finally tracked down for Axtell and Marcus Kring. Kring looks up the basketball court, finds Brant Runge on the right wing. Runge picks his dribble up back to Kring on the elbow. Thought about it, now swings it over to Jeldon. Jeldon into the paint, driving in. Runge off the glass, and we're tied. Brant Runge with his second bucket of the ball game, and it's 31-31 with 3:40 to go here in the third quarter. At the Health and Sports Center, UNK and South Dakota Mines are at half, 36 all, as Demet Ong drives in, runs into a defender, throws it up, no good. Farley the rebound, back up, no good, and it's grabbed by Marcus Kring for Axtell. Gets it to Runge, who pushes it up the right side. Great crossover dribble, attacks the hoop, he's fouled, the scoop shot won't go, and Runge will go to the line for the first time tonight to shoot a pair of free throws. Earlier tonight, the UNK women held on for a 76-75 victory. And as we just said, the men are tied at halftime with South Dakota Mines. And the first free throw is on the way. No good for Runge. One of the big girls' games in the area tonight. It was Minden 63-48 over Holdridge. Holdridge's second loss this year, both to Minden. That foul, by the way, was the third on Dalton Penny. So he's going to come out of the game. Second free throw, Runge, is good. So Brandt gets one of two. He's got 6 points. And Axtell has regained the lead here with five in a row, 32-31. Wildcats on top. Girls game earlier here tonight, it was Axtell winning 51-42. On the low block, they get it to Tristan Farley, back out top, try to rotate it. Marshall Jeldon's in there to Demet Ogg against the man-to-man defense of Axtell. Ogg brings it to the weak side. Back up between the circle to Bennett's. Bennett's kicks it over on the left wing. Now back to tie, top of the key three. No good, that's three straight misses, and the rebound brought down by August Fischel for Axtell. Lundeen brings the ball into the front court. The sophomore isolated one-on-one. Bounce pass to the baseline. Fischel attacks, runs right into the double team. It's blocked out of there by Tristan Farley. And the Falcons will grab the loose basketball with Marshall Jeldon. Back to Demet Ogg. And Wilcox Hildreth's been stuck on 31 for a long time. Down by one. 2:19 to go here in the third quarter. Marshall Jeldon with the basketball. Demet Ogg off the screen, dribbles to the left wing. Into the paint, tries to dish it off. It ends up in the hands of Farley, and Sturgis Hansen blocks Tristan's shot. Picked up by Shane, back to Demet Ogg. Again, he tries to make the extra pass, and finally, the layup is good for Tristan Farley. His first bucket of the ball game on the assist from Demet Ogg. There was a lot of passing and a very small amount of space in the paint, but it worked out for the Falcons. Runge fakes the three, spins, comes to the baseline, stepped out of bounds, but they missed it. The ball picked back up by Runge. Now he puts it up, no good, so it doesn't matter. Wilcox Hildreth gets the basketball. Ty Bennett's with his third rebound. Into the front court, looking for the lead. Extender, it is a high archer, no good. Offensive rebound, Tristan Farley, no good. And finally, Lundeen comes out of there with it. Up the floor, numbers aren't there. Lundeen kicks it to the trailer. Runge, Brant for three, no good. Rebound grabbed by Jeldon. Neither team has hit a three here in the third quarter. 0-4 for Axtell, 0-3 for Wilcox Hildreth. 33-32 Falcons, 1 minute to go in the third. Bennett's left wing to Demet Ogg. Physical inside, long-range jumpers from the outside. Down to Tristan Farley, just bowls his way in, but missed the turnaround jumper. Rebound slapped off the rim into the hands of Jacob Jeldon. He comes front court, pulls up, three in transition, bang! Second three of the ball game for Jacob Jeldon in the first three of the second half. Then it's stolen away by Lundeen, and he'll score in a timeout called. Lundeen steals the ball and scores, and a timeout on the floor with 35 seconds to go in the quarter. It's 37-33 Axtell. We'll be right back.
Today's sports broadcast is brought to you by the State Bank of Hildreth, your locally owned independent bank. See the State Bank of Hildreth for ag operating lines, real estate loans, commercial and consumer loans. The State Bank of Hildreth, member FDIC, the small town bank with features of the big city banks. We still know all our customers by name and can handle all of your loans, checking, and saving account needs without even traveling out of town. Best of luck to all area athletes.
The excitement in the offense has come in spurts here tonight. And with 35 seconds to go in the third quarter, a little run now by Axtell has given them a 37-33 lead over Wilcox Hildreth. And it is Wilcox Hildreth basketball. They're going to set the ball down because the Falcons are dilly-dallying around. They're on the floor, and finally they go grab it. Probably going to play for the last shot here with 30 seconds to go, but we'll see. Off a couple of picks. Nope, a three is blocked. Bennett's three is blocked by Marcus Kring, but Tristan Farley picks it up, and they'll reset. 20 seconds. Heinrichs drives, left block to the baseline, spins, throws up a wild one. No good. Farley rebound, back up and in. Tristan with 5 points here in the quarter. Still 10 seconds to go. Runge with it front court. Back up top, Jeldon, 5 seconds. 3 seconds into Runge. Runge has to force it, and he walked. And there's 0.1 on the clock, and so nothing will happen here, and that'll be the end of the third quarter of play. Your score, Axtell 37, Wilcox Hildreth 35. We'll be back after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Stacy Johns with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Wilcox, Hildreth, Axtell. We go to the fourth quarter of play. It'll be Wilcox Hildreth basketball. They now trail by two. 37-35, but a quick three to start the quarter. Sheldon, no good. Fighting for the offensive rebound. It'll be Tristan Farley, and then they're going to say that he is shoved underneath, and a foul will be called. There's some fans that were not happy with that call. It's the third on Cody Nickel. Bennett drives to the left elbow, gets by his defender. Jeldon puts the jumper up. It rolls off, no good. Rebound to Adam Lundeen, who's really had a big second half. He had 8 points and five rebounds in the third quarter. Heinrichs grabs the ball. It's deflected to Fischel. Physical ball game right now. Back to Nickel. Hard screen, Lundeen, 12-footer, no good. Nickel crashes in for the rebound, and a foul going to be called. Cody Nickel will get the rebound on the foul here on Wilcox Hildreth. Going to go on Tristan Farley. That'll be his third, fourth team foul. And Adam Lundeen leads Axtell right now with 17 points. Make it 19 on the inbounds. He'll lay it up and in. First points of the fourth quarter, 39-35. In the right-hand corner with it is Ty Bennett. Gives it off to Heinrichs. Kicks it back out. Bennett's on the right wing. Long jumper. Banked it in, and they're going to say he had a three-pointer. Ty Bennett banks in the three. That's his third of the ball game, 39-38. Kearney boys beat Lincoln East tonight 51-46. They come from behind to get that victory. Kearney girls an easy winner 58-31. Here tonight it was 51-42. Axtell won the girls game. Here's a three-pointer, gelled off the front of the iron, no good. Krings right there for the putback, but missed it. Tries to get it again, and now two players fall to the floor hard. Kring and Tristan Farley have really been battling. The arrow points the way of Axtell. The Gibbon boys taking care of Centura tonight, 56-34. And another timeout has been called here with 6:27 to go in the contest. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. 6.5 to go in our game. It is 39-38. Axtell leads Wilcox Hildreth on Classic Hits.
You know how little towns are always famous for that one place that always has the best food and the friendliest people? You walk in and it's like walking into the place that you've hung out all your life. And you know the only thing you want to do is order a big, juicy steak. Clint's Tavern in Hildreth is that exact place. And guess what? The best steak and prime rib served on Saturday nights with the freshest homemade salad bar for miles around. So welcome home. Welcome to Clint's Tavern in Hildreth. Good luck, Falcons. From everybody at Clint's Tavern.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Axtell ball off the inbounds. The jumper is no good. Rebound brought down by Shane Farley, and Wilcox Hildreth will bring it into the front court, down by 139-38. Bennett's rotates it over to Heinrichs, down inside to Shane Farley, backing his way in, turns, shoots, misses. Nickel with the good defense. Rebound, Fischel, and Fischel will make the outlet pass. Ruggie will slow it down. Wait for the defenders to go by and brings it across the timeline. Ball screen. Now gets it into the paint. Kring, turn around, one-hander from nine. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Nickel hits the floor. But that was all on his own doing. Just a hustle play. And he came down awkwardly and never could control the rebound. So it will be Wilcox Hildreth basketball. Again, with a chance to take the lead. It's been a game of many runs. We've had a game that's had some very long scoring droughts, and then you'll get 10 or 12 points combined. Now Demet Ogg, right baseline. He'll pull up and hit the jumper. When he decides it's time to take it in, he takes it in. Doesn't matter. He's got 9. 40-39. Falcons back on top. Runge off the pick. Kicks it back out to Lundeen. He forces his way down the lane. The runner is no good. Ty Bennett will grab his fourth rebound. Try to go coast to coast. Lost the handle into the hands of Farley. Shane lays it up and in for his 12th point. And here we go again. Nice run by Wilcox Hildreth. They've scored 7 in a row to take a 42-39 lead. 5 minutes to go in the game. Runge over on the wing to Fischel. Tries the ball screen. Now hits the cutter. Lundeen ran out of real estate but saved it. In the corner, Runge for three. In and out, no good. Ball tapped into the hands of Lundeen, and he's fouled. Fischel kept it alive. Probably should have been called for over the back, but no whistle. And free throws coming up here for Adam Lundeen, who has 19 points for Axtell. Shane Farley leads the way for Wilcox Hildreth with 12. And Lundeen now trying to add to his total. The foul was called on Matthew Heinrichs, his third. And the free throw is up and in. For Adam Lundeen, he's got half of his team's 40 points. Don't forget, at the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats, coaches' interviews, and more, so keep it here. And now Lundeen, way too much talking here. It's confusing Lundeen, so now he just shoots the free throw, and he hit it. He's 8 of 8 at the line for 21 points. And after all that, Kring comes out. And Jacob Gelden comes in, but there's no backcourt pressure here by Axtell. Wilcox Hildreth can bring it up with the Meat Dog uncontested. Across the timeline to the top of the key, just kind of sets there. Over to Bennett's. Pretty patient on this offensive set. Want to make sure they get the ball into the post, it looks like, as the guards just throwing it around the perimeter. Bennett's picks his dribble up. Back to the Meat Dog at the center circle. Starts to drive now to Bennett. Bennett will attack. Bennett's no-look pass, and he should have. Tried to make a fancy one to Farley, and it's picked off by Cody Nickel. First turnover of the fourth quarter by either team. 42-41, Wilcox Hildreth. Brant Runge with a basketball. 4 minutes to go. Uses his dribble. Skip pass over. Here's the short jump. No good by Nickel. He's been cold tonight. The ball is tipped into the hands of Tristan Farley. Nickel has yet to score for Axtell. In the other front court, the ball is lost by Demet Ogg, and he just can't pick it up. Back-to-back turnovers, Falcons up the floor. Here comes Jeldon off the glass. No good. Rebound grabbed by Farley. Shane to Bennett. Stolen away. Three straight turnovers for the Falcons. Runge into the corner. Jeldon dropped it. It's loose. Demet Ogg has it. Demet Ogg to the other end. The uncontested layup is good for Ivan, and he's got 11. 44-41, up the floor, Lundeen, down by three. Both teams really out of system right now. So fast, so out of control, trying to find their man. They don't have time to. The shots are going up quickly. The passes are being dropped. And now Sturgis Hansen takes the inbounds pass here, trying to get Jeldon off the screen. He'll drive baseline, cut off, back out to Runge, dumps it into Hansen. Right underneath the hoop, and you can hear the groan behind us. He should have shot the ball instead. The ball is called a jump, and it's Wilcox Hildreth on the alternating possession arrow. I don't know if Sturgis didn't realize where he was, but he was 2 feet from the rim and didn't take the shot. 44-41, Wilcox Hildreth. 3 minutes to go in the game. Demet Ogg brings it to the top of the circle. And so far, only 4 points in the quarter for Axtell compared to 9 for Wilcox Hildreth. And they also scored the final 4 points of the third quarter. Bennett's great crossover into the paint. Shot partially blocked again by Sturgis Hansen. It's loose and grabbed by Lundeen. Lundeen up the floor. It's 1-on-3. Still keeps the dribble to Hansen, the trailer. The ball stolen away to Demet Ogg and a foul. No, a travel. A travel. Official took a little while to make the signal, so all that happens is the teams exchange turnovers, and it's right back over to Axtell. Both teams still have plenty of timeouts to use. 2:30 to go in the game, and it's 11-2 Wilcox Hildreth leading 10-4 Axtell, 44-41. Axtell ball on their baseline, Jeldon to throw it in. Inbounds pass is deflected, and Demet Ogg steals it away. Up the floor he comes, stops at the high post, hits the trailer Bennett's, and they'll slow it down. Right in front of Coach Brent Heinrichs. Looking to go to 12-2. Demet Ogg guarded by Jeldon. Just dribbling it right there. Finally makes him pass it off to Bennett. Bennett drives right baseline through the paint. Kicks it out to Farley. Right back to Bennett. A three in the left-hand corner is too strong. And the rebound is grabbed by Marcus Kring. Another opportunity here for Axtell with 2 minutes to go. 44-41. It's staying there. Lundeen. Off the hard ball screen. Pick and roll is not there, so he kicks it back out to Jeldon. Well out on the right side of the key. Back to Nickel. To Runge. He'll try a game-tying three. It's too strong. Rebound Kring. And a foul on Wilcox Hildreth trying to grab the rebound. Marcus Kring with his 10th board. The foul's on Tristan Farley, his fourth. The sixth team foul on Wilcox Hildreth. And it looks like we might have a timeout coming, and that will be a timeout by Wilcox Hildreth. Nothing smooth about this boys' game here tonight, but it's down to a one-possession contest with 1:42 to go in the game. Wilcox Hildreth 44, Axtell 41. Axtell ball when we come back.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
At the UNK Health and Sports Center, the Loper men lead South Dakota Mines 49-40 with 14 and a half minutes to go in that game. Here it is, Wilcox Hildreth 44, Axtell 41. 1:42 to go. Axtell takes it out underneath their own hoop out of the timeout. go here in the near corner to Brant Runge. On the post to Kring, working on Farley. One-hand jumper, no good. It spun all the way around off the glass. It just won't fall. Rebound, Shane Farley, his seventh. To Bennett's, a minute 30 to go. Axtell has three fouls to give. They might start thinking about using those. Farley takes a tough shot. Tristan got it to go. Tristan Farley with a tough shot makes it a five-point game. 46-41, still time. Axtell cannot panic here. Lundeen forces the issue. Long jumper, no good. Only guy underneath is Ty Bennett's. 105 to go. Axtell with Demet Ogg. Makes the pass underneath for another layup. It's up and in by Shane Farley. And the Falcons are up by seven with 57 seconds to go. Timeout. Axtell. Two big plays here on the last two possessions have taken the lead from three quickly out to seven. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance Kearney.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth, the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
57 seconds, and Axtell needs to hit some shots. They're down 48-41 in this back-and-forth game. I wouldn't call it over yet. And it's into Colby Becker. Becker, midcourt, met by Demet Ogg to Runge. Runge holds the ball over to Lundeen. There's nothing wrong with the two here. Becker drives, takes it to the post. He's fouled. His shot hits the rim and won't fall. So Colby Becker will go to the line for the first time tonight to shoot two. I don't know how many times here in the fourth quarter Axtell has had that ball sit on the rim and decide not to go in. Third foul on Shane Farley. And the first of the two free throws by Colby Becker. Up and in. They need them all. 48-42. Problem is that's only the fifth point of the quarter for Axtell. Coming up, the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats, coaches' interview. Stay with us here on Classic Hits. Second free throw by Colby Becker. On the way, no good. Runge pushed off, got the rebound. He's fouled it, but again, the shot won't go. And that's going to be it for Tristan Farley, if that's who they called it on. And now Runge to the line, and he'll shoot two free throws. And it is on Tristan Farley, and that is his fifth. But a big second half for Tristan Farley. 8 points, eight rebounds, a block shot. He'll leave with 42 seconds to go. Runge so far, 1 of 2, 6 points. And Brant now, the first of two free throws. On the way, and it is no good. 43 seconds remaining. Wilcox held with 48, Axtell 42. Second free throw for Runge. Still needs it. On the way, and no good. Follows his shot, but it's tipped into the hands of Shane Farley. Farley gets it out to Bennett. Bennett rushes into the front court and fouled. And again, remember, that's only the fourth foul on Axtell. So they've got to foul three more times before we get to a 1-1. The third on Marcus Kring. 38 seconds to go. Wildcats switching in some players. Sturgis Hanson, the biggest guy for Axtell, guarding the inbounds, but they do get it into Bennett's. Runge trying to foul. They're not calling one. Finally, they do. Andy Klepper saying, what are you doing? Blow the whistle. Foul is on Runge. His first, fifth team foul, so we do it again. Axtell really could use a turnover here, but Falcons got to make sure they get it in safely. This time it is Shane Farley to throw it in. Dumps it right into the corner. Another quick foul. This one's on Adam Lundeen. Now that's the sixth foul. So if they can't steal the inbounds pass here, the foul will send Wilcox Hildreth to the line. They'll take it out on the baseline with Shane Farley to throw it in, the 6'2 senior. A little deeper into corner, lobs it out top. A little dangerous. They got it to Dalton Penny, to Bennett's, as quickly as they can, and he's fouled with 32 seconds to go. The foul is on Colby Becker, his first, and now a chance for Wilcox Hildreth to salt it away at the line. Ty Bennett has 9 points on three threes. He's not attempted a free throw yet in the ball game. 32 seconds to go. Bennett's free throw is up and right through there. 10 points for Ty Bennett's 49-42, a three-possession game. Here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth, Doug Duda with you on this Friday night. And the second free throw is also good. That's why they wanted him at the line, 50-42. And up the floor, here comes Jacob Jeldon. Tries to find Lundeen. Adam couldn't handle it, so he gives it to Runge. Dribbles through the double team, forces the shot, and it rolls in. Timeout. All those balls that didn't go in from the low post, and that thing, I didn't know that it even got up to the rim, somehow crawls over and goes in at a timeout called by Axtell. They changed the clock here, so I'm not sure if it's about 20 seconds left in the basketball game. 50-44 in favor of Wilcox Hildreth. We're with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a newer used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. No games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork, just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, located at 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Tomorrow night, high school basketball on ESPN 1460. Kearney Catholic is at Boys Town. That's a boys-only game at 6:30. We've got the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament here on Classic Hits at about 2:30 tomorrow. 50-44 as we're back to action here. Wilcox Hildreth will be inbounding the ball against full court pressure. 18 seconds remain. Adam Lundeen to guard the inbound from Farley. They quickly get it into Bennett's, and they foul him. That's the only guy that Wilcox Hildreth wants to get it to, and he continues to get open. So he'll trot to the other end, shoot a 1-1. He has just hit a pair, 5 in the quarter, 11 in the game. Only 1 second ran off the clock. And Bennett's again, front end of the 1-1 on the way, and it's good. No problem for Ty Bennett's. Next Tuesday, more high school basketball. Kearney Catholic Gibbon on ESPN 1460. As the free throw is up, short, but the rebound came down to Shane Farley, who gets it back to Bennett's, who fell down, and a timeout so they don't lose possession here for Wilcox Hildreth with 13 seconds to go. We'll take it with them. Wilcox Hildreth is going to win this one. They're up 51-44 with 13 seconds left. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy's Shelter Insurance.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking boot that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Again, our basketball coverage here on Classic Hits continues Tuesday with a Lou Platt Conference doubleheader. Another rivalry as Centura is at St. Paul Tuesday. Next Thursday, back in the Fort Kearney Conference with SEM at Amherst. And then next Friday, the big one, Elm Creek Overton. 13 seconds to go. Wilcox Hildreth gets it into Demidog. Axtell fouls, 51-44. So Ivan will go to the line for the first time. He's got 11 points. It's the ninth team foul. So they stay in the 1-1. Misco Sports post-game show is coming up. But a lot of basketball, and don't forget, The semifinals and finals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament at the Bureau Events Center will be on ESPN 1460. The Mean Dog missed it. It came right back to him. He shot it. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Lundeen. Axtell brings it up. Lundeen a long three. It's no good. The Mean Dog gets the rebound, and that is the basketball game. The final score is going to be Wilcox-Hildreth, 51, and Axtell, 44. Wilcox-Hildreth improves to 12-2, while Axtell falls to 10-5 on the season. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney Hastings Grand Island, and PlantRiverPreps.com.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains. Fritz's Market is proud to support all of our area athletes. Find the freshest meats delivered daily from Fritz's Meats. Great cuts of steak from T-bones, flat irons, ribeyes to fresh roasts. Fritz's Market features weekly specials that you'll find in the flyer. Save time and money by shopping locally. Fritz's is open daily until 6 and Sundays till noon. Fritz's Market, where customer service is still a top priority. Shop your hometown grocery store in Hildreth today.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
And welcome back to high school basketball. High school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web. As we are on PlatteRiverPreps.com, it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, taking care of our area athletes and schools for decades and continue to do so with only the finest gear, whether it's uniforms, shoes, or whether they need the equipment, basketballs, track, hurdles, doesn't matter. They've got everything, everything you need at Misco Sports. 51-44 in favor of Wilcox-Hildreth. Here are the final numbers for Axtell. Jacob Jeldon had 6 points and 4 rebounds. Colby Becker, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Adam Lundeen led the team with 21 points. He was a perfect 8 of 8 at the free throw line. He also had 9 rebounds. Cody Nickel, 2 rebounds. Marcus Kring held the 2 points. He had a team-high 10 boards and a block. August Fischel, 4 rebounds. Brant Runge, 8 points, 4 rebounds. And Sturgis Hansen had 4 points, 1 rebound. He had 4 block shots in the basketball game. 17 rebounds in the first half, 19 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 7 of 9 in the first half and 6 of 10 in the second half. 3-point shooting for Axtell, 2 of 6 in the first half, 1 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers, 9 in the first half and 8 in the second half. Axtell had 23 points at halftime, 21 in the second half, and the Cats finished with 44 points, 36 rebounds, 13 out of 19 at the free throw line, 3 of 15 from three-point land, 5 blocks, 17 turnovers, and Axtell will fall to 10-5 on the season. And up next, it's on the road. They go to Eustis Farnham and Loomis next week. That's Tuesday and Friday. We'll give you the numbers for Wilcox-Hildreth in just a moment, but the head basketball coach, Brent Heinrichs, will join us to chat about their 12th win of the season. And, Coach, this wasn't pretty, but I've noticed one thing about your ball club. The couple of times I've seen you, the couple of times that I keep looking at what the box score was when I'm a little curious, you have found a ton of ways to win basketball games.
Well, you know, I told the guys at halftime, as sloppy as we pitched the ball around there and turned the ball over tonight, we're lucky to be in the thing. But, you know, we did. We got down there late, and I thought, uh-oh, here we go. And we righted ourselves and got some key rebounds we needed. I thought Axtell did an excellent job on the boards and out-rebounded us for at least the first two and a half, three quarters. But we got some key rebounds. We needed them down the stretch, and we're able to make some plays, albeit some unorthodox ones. But, you know, it's a tough team in here. They came in here and beat Amherst pretty well here a couple weeks ago, and we knew this was going to be a tough test. They got a good team. So, you know, we're still trying to build and get a little better every week, and I was happy to get out here with a win.
It seemed like it took just a little more than the first quarter to get maybe a quarter and a half to get the Farley brothers going, but then they got not only going statistic-wise, but going energy-wise, getting their level up a little bit in this basketball game, and that seemed to make a big difference.
Yeah, it did. I mean, we need those two. We need those two working hard, and, you know, we're not a very good team without those two. So, you know, sometimes it takes a while to get the right mojo going with them, but, you know, they work hard. They're good kids, and they work awful hard with it, and it's good to see success come, and, you know, they're thrilled, and I'm thrilled for them.
We're talking with Brent Heinrichs, head coach at Wilcox Hildreth. What's it like when you play Axtell?
Since it's obviously we want to win every game, but you know, I love Axtell. I love my time here. So it's bittersweet coming up here. I enjoy seeing all the people and everything, but you know, I hear that Axtell fight song, I can't help but start tapping my foot. You know, I love Axtell. I always did love it here. So but, you know, I'm the coach of Wilcox Hildreth now, and our job's to prepare and to compete every night. And it's a fun rivalry. Coach Klepper and I are good friends, obviously. He was assistant for me when I was here. And it's a fun rivalry. They beat us a couple times last year, both very close games in a conference tournament, third-place game, and over in our place. And every time we play them now, you know, we think that we've improved, that we're going to – it's going to be a good game. We know that anyway. So it's a fun rivalry. We play them during the summer. We scrimmage. We both like each other to – improve and you know, play well for our conference, and I enjoy it, but yet you know, I never like to root against Axtell, because for so many games I was pulling the other way.
Well, and with you guys just down the road, kind of the closest conference rival, and really it hadn't been a rivalry for a while till you and Coach Maracic and the kids down at Wilcox Hildreth turned it up. But I guess that's the emphasis, that's what people outside are saying right now. This is as good as these two programs have been in a long, long time. And I know you still want to be tested, because you've still got some of the, quote, studs out there to play with the conference tournament. And this is kind of a key win for you guys. It's only the third, kind of like the girls, it was only the third team you played beaten with a winning record.
Absolutely. You know, we know our schedule's stiffening up here, starting with this game tonight. And Axtell been playing very well. I went out and watched them the other night down to Rapo, and you know, we've got you know, Overton and Elm Creek obviously are excellent teams, and our, you know, Amherst and Elwood, I think we're going to play first round in the tournament if I figured it right. So you know, those top six you can lose in any night, but it you know, it chisels you up, it makes you prepare. And you know, if you watch this game tonight, obviously we still got a plethora of things to work on, but you know, it's fun. Our conference is very competitive. We like that. It makes you better. That's competition breeds better basketball. And you may not win all those games, but you're going to be better for it.
Brent, it seems to me that the one thing you are probably really looking for, and maybe you've got some other things, but it's just consistency. When you guys went on a run tonight, it was 7 points in a minute and a half, and then it'd be a dry spell. I mean, there was from the first two threes of the game until you scored a field goal, you guys went 9 minutes from the end of the first to the start of the second before you scored a field goal, and you still find a way to put up 51 points and win the game.
Yeah, and 51, I mean, usually we like to keep the score down more than that, because, you know, we usually play pretty good defense. But, you know, we've had a lot of stretches this year where we've had 6, 7, 8, 9 minutes that we've had trouble scoring the basketball. And for whatever reason, we've got to get more efficient at that. Sometimes we forget the plays, you know, just a number of things. But we've got to be more efficient offensively and take better care of the ball. I don't know how many turnovers we had. I ran out of fingers and toes. But we got to get sharper with the basketball.
It's always worse than you think. But during that stretch, I could tell the agony from you and the coaching staff on the bench, because they were unforced turnovers a few times, or you were trying to go too fast off of an outlet or a steal. And I only had you for 14 tonight. Okay. I know you want to keep it under 10, but I'm sure you think you had 28. So.
It seemed like that. And then the one, Fleury, when we gave up a second, we gave up offensive rebound. We knew we were going to have to rebound if we were going to be chance to win tonight. And then they got a three out of it. We threw the outlet pass away. I thought, oh, gosh, here we go again. But, you know, luckily we were able to right ourselves. And back to Coach Mrazek, him and I have a lot of fun together. And, you know, it's been fun. And, you know, building when the success starts to come, it's a lot of the fun. The process, I guess, maybe is the fun when you see kids that are excited when you win a game and they feel themselves improving, I guess the word. So, you know, it's been, this year's been a lot of fun, and we got a lot of hard work to go, you know, and we're going to try to do everything we can to win every night we're placed out there.
All right, we'll see you at the conference tournament. You got Franklin next week, then the conference tournament. We'll see you there.
All right, thanks, Doug.
Brent Heinrichs, one of the best around, and all you got to do, not just person-wise, but you look at the coaching and just look at the records where he's been, and you'll see how good the teams have improved. We'll take a break, come back, and look at the Falcons' numbers after this.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We ran down the final numbers for Axtell. We've talked to the head coach of the victorious Falcons and Brent Heinrichs. Now let's take a look at Wilcox Hildreth's final numbers. I had just the five players scoring for the Falcons, but three of those were in double figures. Marshall Jeldon hit 1 3-pointer tonight for his total 2 rebounds. Ivan Demit Ogg had 11 points, 4 rebounds. Matt Heinrichs, 2 rebounds. Ty Bennett's big game tonight. Tonight when they were in some trouble, and Demit Ogg is your point guard, but when there was a little shakiness, Bennett's kind of stepped up tonight. He not necessarily in his scoring, but just controlling it and then hitting some free throws down the stretch. 12 points, 5 rebounds. Dalton Penny, 3 rebounds. Tristan Farley, 8 points, 8 rebounds, and a block shot. And leading the way tonight for the Falcons, Shane Farley had 14 points and 9 rebounds. 13 rebounds in the first half, 20 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first half, 4 of 7 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 5 of 14 in the first half, and 2 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers for the Falcons, 10 in the first half, or 7 in the first half, and 7 more in the second half. 26 points at halftime, 25 in the second half, and Wilcox Hildreth finishes with 51 points, 33 rebounds, 5 out of 9 at the free throw line, 6 of 20 from 3-point land, 1 block shot, and 14 turnovers. The Falcons improve to 12-2 on the season with a 51-44 win here at Axtell. And up next for Wilcox Hildreth, they'll take on a winless Franklin team at home 1 week from tonight, then into the FKC tournament. After the tournament, they still have Overton and Amherst on the road. We've got some other scores to look at, and then we'll wrap things up on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside is Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Leather to Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosa, another three. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosa.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
Back on the Mesco Sports postgame show, let's give you some scores from earlier tonight. On the girls' side, here it was 51-42, just 2 points different from the boys' game. Axtell was the winner, 24 points, 8 rebounds for Laura Lundeen. On the other side, 13 points from Rachel Earhart, 9 points, 10 boards for Riley Jenkins, 8 points, 10 rebounds for Jessica Harms. Also in girls' action, Bruning Davenport Shickley beat Exeter Milligan 46-38. It was Boone Central Newman Grove over Ord, 55-30. Elm Creek beat Pleasanton, 54-40. Gothenburg down Broken Bow, 41-24. St. Cecilia over Aquinas, 43-16. Kearney High beat Lincoln East, 58-31. Kennesaw edged Franklin, 33-29. Lincoln Southwest beat the Grand Island girls, 73-44. Minden, the big game tonight. They beat Holdridge for the second time this year. For the second time, it's a 15-point game, 63-48. Northwest rolled Hastings, 63-24. Overton girls beat Eustis Farnham. Big game there, 55-40. Eagles with the win. Ravenna over Arcadia Loop City, 46-20. Seward beat Aurora, 41-35. Silver Lake over Red Cloud, 44-35. Superior beat Donovan Trumbull, 53-47. And Wood River edged Central City, 36-34. The UNK women were a winner tonight, 76-75. In boys' scores that have been reported, it was Elm Creek over Pleasanton, 68-31. Exeter Milligan down Bruning Davenport Shickley, 55-45. It was Gibbon over Centura, 70-55. Grand Island Central Catholic beat Blue Hill, 55-40. St. Cecilia boys over Aquinas, 56-43. Kennesaw beat Franklin, 57-22. Kearney High was a winner over Lincoln East, 51-46. In other boys' action tonight, Seward beat Aurora, 57-38. And the UNK men look like they're going to pick up the win. They lead South Dakota Mines, 76-60, with 2 minutes remaining in their ball game tonight. So that wraps things up here. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care of all of our area athletes and schools. You'll be better equipped for the games you play when you are equipped from Misco Sports. Again, Wilcox Hildreth outscores Axtell 16-7 in the fourth quarter. 14 points, 9 rebounds from Shane Farley to outdo Adam Lundeen's 21 points and 9 rebounds as the Falcons go to 12-2 with a 51-44 win over Axtell. Tomorrow, the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament should start at 2:30. We'll get on the air a little bit before that here on Classic Hits. Our next basketball is Tuesday with Centura at St. Paul. Thursday, SEM will be at Amherst. And next Friday, Overton takes on Elm Creek. So a lot of basketball. Plus tomorrow, the Kearney Catholic boys are at Boys Town, 6:30 on ESPN 1460. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Thanks for listening to Fort Kearney Conference Basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Again, the final score, 51-44, Wilcox Hildreth over Axtell. Good night, everyone.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.